ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथ साद्वैतं सावधूतं परजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Today is Ekadashi, also known as Hari Bashar, the day of Hari. I was requested to sing a song about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting and kirtan, dancing on Ekadashi. I looked it up and I found out that what was given as the song was actually extracted from a chapter of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So instead of singing the extract, I thought I'd read a lengthy section from Chaitanya Bhagavat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing on Ekadashi. So I'll do that. I'll just read the English translations. This is from, reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip, before he was known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He was known as Nimai Pandit or Vishvambara. So this, and then after he returned from Gaya, his Sankirtan Leela began. So this begins here. Sri Hari Vasare Hari Kirtan Vidhan Ritta Arambhila Prabhu Jagatera Pran. On the day of Sri Hari Vasara, which is observed by chanting the names of Hari. Sri Hari Vasare Hari Kirtan Vidhan. On the Hari Vasa, the Vidhana, the thing to do is Hari Kirtan. So on the day of Sri Hari Bashar in Bengali, which is observed by chanting the names of Hari, the Lord, who is the life of the entire world, began to dance. I would translate that a little bit differently. Nritta Arambhila. He began the dance. He began to dance, you could say, but he began the dance. In other words, it wasn't just him, but others to join in also. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says here, Sri Hari Basur, in his commentary, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Hari Basur means the day of Lord Hari. So that's generally understood to mean Ekadashi. Do you have that in your language? You say that? Hari Basur means those who are in the Vaishnav line, they would know, not everyone. They might know if they say that. In among Bengali Vaishnavas, it's known Hari Basha means Ekadashi. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that it can mean Ekadashi, Dwadashi, or the appearance day of the Lord. And of course, every day is Krishna's day. But still, we do celebrate some days more than others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the dance. It's mentioned here that Hari Kirtan has been mentioned, and then the dancing is mentioned along with that. So the auspicious inauguration, Shubharambha, of chanting the names of Gopal and Govinda took place in the courtyard of the most pious Srivas. Or it could be translated that Srivas, and that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in his commentary takes it like this, that actually Srivasangan itself is pious, most pious place. The courtyard of Srivas means Srivasangan, a well-known term among the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Term means the place, Srivasangan, which is equivalent to the Rasa Stali of Vrindavan. Just like Krishna in Vrindavan, he danced in the place of the Rasa Lila in Vrindavan. Actually, throughout the Vrindavan area, there are several Rasa Stalis. Krishna performed Rasa Lila in several places. The most famous must be Seva Kunj, which is now, well, there is some area. If you go in Vrindavan, you'll see the walled area is called Seva Kunj, but actually the original area is bigger, but it got covered by Loi Bazaar. Otherwise, the Radha Damoda Mandir is in Seva Kunj. But if you see it, it's just roads and shops and this and houses. So that's most of it. And there are other places also in different parts. So that just as Sri Krishna performed Rasa-lila in Vrindavan, so he was music and singing and dancing in Srivasangam of Navadvip. Vishvamba began dancing from the time of sunrise, and the devotees sang sweetly in various groups. One group, Sampradaya. Here it says Sampradaya. Sampradaya means, in this case, means kirtan group. When we say Sampradaya, we usually think of a Madhva Sampradaya, Sri Vaishasa, but it can mean the kirtan. It's quite common, the professional kirtan groups in Bengal, they have different names. It's common to call them a kirtan. The professional kirtan group means about 7 or 8 musicians. And they may call themselves such and such sampradaya. One group was headed by Srivas Pandit, and another group was headed by the chanting of Mukunda. It must be Mukunda. If it said Mukunda in Navadvip Lila, that must mean Mukunda Datta. Another group was headed by Govinda Ghosh. All the devotees chanted during the dancing of Gaurachandra. So devotees, they're all doing kirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing. You want to be there? You want to join it? Let's remember the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by remembering and remembering, we can join them. As the powerful Nityananda caught hold of the Lord, Advaita secretly took the dust from the Lord's feet. Secretly means alokite, unseen. Not exactly secretly, but he did it. It was understood when he'd done it, but he did it in such a way that he couldn't be seen while he was doing it. The eyes of the devotees, headed by Gadadhar, filled with tears as they became overwhelmed with ecstasy in the Lord's kirtan. Now hear the next 40 verses which describe how the Lord, who is the life and soul of the entire universe, danced in ecstasy during kirtan. Whew. This is a long, long way, way, way above any mundane subject. Or discussion. What is Brahman? Neti neti. Not this, not that. And here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in one song. Yogira dhyan nirvishesh. I can't remember what. Is it nirvishesh gyan? Yogira dhyan nirvishesh gyan ekane napai stiti. referring to Krishna's pastimes with the gopis in Vrindavan. That there's no question of the yogi's dhyana, the yogi's meditation, or impersonal knowledge. That's just no place, no thought. It's way, way, way left, long, long, long below. So 40 verses. The name of Govinda vibrated in all directions as the son of Sachi became overwhelmed while dancing in ecstasy with his associates. Whenever the Lord cried, he cried for 3 hours. So you think your daughter is a problem? She's crying so much. What are you going to do if you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who's crying for minimum 3 hours at a time? He's a grown man. His hair became untied and scattered on the floor. Only a person whose heart is made of wood would not become overwhelmed and fall to the ground upon seeing the Lord's crying. When the Lord laughed loudly in ecstasy, he would continue laughing for 3 hours. So it was dangerous, whatever he does. He starts laughing 3 hours non-stop. Praharek, for one prahar. This is a description, you missed the beginning, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in ecstasy on Ekadashi day. So as it's Ekadashi, we're discussing this. The Lord forgot his own glories as he became absorbed in the mood of a servant. He repeatedly exclaimed, "I have conquered. Jinilung, Jinilung, I have conquered." He repeatedly exclaimed loudly. When Mahaprabhu chanted in great ecstasy, "I have conquered, I have conquered," the devotees also imitated by chanting him, "I have conquered, I have conquered." Ah, that's in Sanskrit, that verse, for some reason. It's all in Bengali, but in the middle it's been put in Sanskrit. Jitang jitam iti ati harshena kadachit yukto vaditi tad anukaranang karoti jitam jitam iti. In the middle of the Bengali, a verse has been put in Sanskrit. Sometimes the Lord sang so loudly that the sound vibration pierced the covering of the universe. See, her daughter doesn't do that, does she? Sometimes his body became as heavy as the universe, then none of his followers could hold him still. Sometimes he would become as light as cotton, and his followers would happily carry him on their shoulders. The pure devotees happily carried the Lord on their shoulders and wandered around the courtyard. So he's holding up the whole universe and they would carry him. Inconceivable. Whenever the Lord fell unconscious to the ground out of ecstasy, the devotees became frightened and chanted the name of Hari in his ear. Sometimes his entire body shook vigorously like a boy's teeth chattering due to excessive cold. Sometimes his body perspired in such a way that it appeared that the Ganga was flowing from his body. Sometimes his body became hot as a blazing fire, and when sandalwood's pulp was smeared on his body, it dried immediately. Sometimes he would sigh heavily, and everyone would move out of the way of his breath. Sometimes he tried to catch everyone's feet and the Vaishnavas ran away out of fear. Sometimes he would sit leaning against Nityananda, and sometimes he lifted his feet, looked at everyone and smiled. Understanding the intention, so he held up his feet, and then understanding the intention of the Lord, all the devotees stole the wonderful jewel-like dust from the Lord's lotus feet. So generally he wouldn't allow anyone to touch his feet, but Advaita would take by tricks, or he'd come up behind him. And during this bhav of chanting and dancing in ecstasy, at some point he held up his feet and then for all the devotees to come and take the dust from his feet. Acharya Gosai, that means anyone? Advaita Acharya said, Are, are, chora. You thief. We have broken into your hidden treasury. You're a thief, but we've found all the treasure you hid away. Vishvamba rolled on the ground in ecstasy as all the devotees sang the glories of Krishna on all sides. When Lord Vishvamba danced madly, the earth shook and everyone became frightened. So it became like an earthquake. What's the cause of earthquakes? Generally, it's when one or more of the elephants were the diggajas, they're holding up the universe, one of them moves, then there's an earthquake. But it can be also when Lord Chaitanya falls on the earth dancing in kirtan, and the whole earth just goes out of shape. Sometimes Vishvamba danced so sweetly, it resembled the enchanting dance of Nanda's son. So often his dancing is described as more like the Tandava Nritya of Lord Shiva. Even that's very graceful, the Tandava Nritya, but it causes destruction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just overwhelming ecstasy, which it's just out of control. But Krishna's dancing is not like that. Krishna's dancing is very sweet, graceful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing sometimes very sweet and graceful also. But when the ecstasy overflows, I mean, remember this is in Srivasangan, so this is only the devotees here. When he's in public, then maybe not so much display like that, except at Ratha Yatra. But sometimes he danced also with the sweet and graceful, like Nanda's son. Like Nanda's son means Krishna, of course. Sometimes his roaring resembled that of Koti Singha. Here it says millions of lions, but here we have Koti, tens of millions of lions. Yet by his mercy, everyone's ears were saved from harm. Sometimes when he walked above the ground. Some persons saw this while others could not. In his ecstasy, whoever the Lord looked at with his red eyes would first become frightened and then run away laughing. Vishvamba became agitated in ecstasy and danced, forgetful of himself and others. In ecstasy, he would catch the feet of someone and then climb on his head. Sometimes he would cry while embracing someone around their neck. And then the next moment he would climb on his shoulders. Sometimes he would become extremely restless in the mood of a child and make various childish noises in his mouth. Sometimes he shook his feet and laughed exuberantly. Sometimes he crawled on his knees like a small child. Sometimes Vishvamba became absorbed in the mood of Krishna. In his beautiful threefold bending form, he remained in that state for 3 hours. Again, one prahara. Sometimes he would become absorbed in meditation and play a flute. Then he appeared exactly like Krishna, the moon-like lord of Vrindavan. On regaining his external consciousness, he would cry in the mood of a servant. He would hold straw between his teeth and beg for the service of the Lord's lotus feet. Sometimes he whirled in a circle for 3 hours, and sometimes he danced in such a way that his feet touched his head. I'm not going to try to explain this. No one who can explain it. Just you have to hear it, that's all. Hear and then you just accept. No questions. No, don't bring any scientists here. No place for scientists. It's all inconceivable. Whatever mood the Lord exhibited was most wonderful. The son of Jagannath Mishra danced in the ecstasy of chanting his own names, Nijanamanande Nache Jagannatha Shuta. Sometimes he roared so loudly that his entire body trembled. Unable to remain steady, he then fell to the ground. Although the Lord's complexion was golden, he sometimes appeared in various colors. Sometimes his two eyes doubled in size. In this way, the Lord became absorbed in the transcendental mood of a Vaishnava and spoke in words that did not befit him. Previously, whenever the Lord saw a Vaishnava, he addressed him as Prabhu. But now he would grab them by the hair and announce, "This fellow, this a beta, Amar Das." So beta has been translated here as fellow, but it's more like this boy, child. Fellow gives more the idea of an equal, but beta gives the idea of just junior. A beta Amar Das. He would grab them by their hair and announce, "This fellow is my servant." Previously, whenever the Lord saw a Vaishnava, he would catch hold of his feet, but now he would climb on their chest and offer his feet to them. On seeing the Lord's ecstasy, the devotees wept as they embraced each other's necks. All the devotees were decorated with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands as they chanted in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. The sound of mridangas, wampas, said him. Here it says mridanga mandira. Mandira is just another word for cartels. Can be these bigger ones also, but sometimes you see they're very big like this and almost flat. But they're not played like this, but played like this. Mandira, manjira, manjari, sometimes in Bengali. Kartel. They're called manjira, but in Bengali sometimes it becomes manjari, they say, for the conches and cartels mixed with their congregational chanting of the holy names. Actually, this, what we call I think it's ISKCON English, calling it wampas. And they make a big sound like this in the kirtan. But actually, if you see in traditional Bengali kirtan parties, they don't play it like that. You like to play like that, huh? It's all right, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But then, how many can you smash? You know, how many can you break? Who will set the world record for breaking them? But they play it like this, so it doesn't make that big loud sound. It's a bit different. The sound of Sankirtan filled the sky and pierced the covering of the universe. All inauspiciousness in the four directions was vanquished. So there's the solution. This world is horrible, is it not? You've all come here to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But we're still in the world. It's not a nice place. But chanting, absorption in kirtan. At least in that time we can join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or beg for his blessings. Not live in this world. By kirtan we can go beyond this world. Hey, the dog's listening also. You're not supposed to sleep in class. They'll also benefit. All these crickets here come out after the rain. So they'll also hear the kirtan. Your kirtan doesn't go to cover the universe, but at least within the hearing, all the living beings will be benefited. This, all auspiciousness in the four directions was vanquished. This was not so wonderful, for by even the dancing of the Lord's servants, all obstacles are destroyed and the entire world is purified. When the Lord himself dances to the chanting of his own names, who can say what benefit is there? Can even the Puranas describe this? This here refers to the benefit. not the dancing. Yahar ki fal kiba balibo purane. What will the Puranas say? So this Chaitanya Bhagavat is more important than the Puranas. The son of Jagannath Mishra danced in the midst of the auspicious congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names, which vibrated in the four directions. He whose ecstatic holy names and glories induced Lord Shiva to forget his clothes and dance was now personally dancing. Oh, this is Jaranamanande Shiv Boshon Najane. Ja Joshe Nache Shiv She Nache Apone. Jaraname Balmiki. Hoila Topodhan. Jaraname Ajamil Pilot. So there are many verses here beginning with Jaran. But by whose names Valmiki was induced to become enriched by austerities? By whose names Ajamil attained liberation? And whose names, when heard, destroy material bondage? That Lord who has descended in Kali Yuga now engaged in dancing. That Lord, Jarnam Gai Shukanarad Birai, that Lord whose holy name Shukadev and Narad sing as they wander about, whose transcendental qualities are sung by the thousand-headed Lord Ananta, and whose holy names are the best form of all atonement. Sarva Maha Prayas Chitta Jai Prabhur Nam. These are lines worth remembering, huh? That word Prayas Chitta. I think nowadays people don't bother with Prayas Chitta. There's another word instead of Prayas Chitta, it's called Besharam. they don't care. It's all due to Mayavad, because everything's all one. Jato Mat Tato Pat. And what the hell does it matter? Whose holy names are the best form of all atonement, now personally dance before the eyes of the fortunate. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking here. I took a sinful birth, for I did not take birth at that time. Therefore, I did not have the opportunity to see such a great festival. The son of Vyas knew the Lord's intention, so he glorified Kali Yuga in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are two verses quoted here. The son of Vyas means Shukdev. So there are two verses quoted in the purport here referring to this. That's it. You couldn't say it? Kaling Sabhajyanti Arya Guna Gya Sara Bhagina Yatra Sankirtana Neva Sarava Swarthobhilabhyate. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. And then the next verse quoted, everyone knows, Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajan Astihi Eko Mahan Guna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Vajit. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. One great quality about this age. That's the point. Even though there are so many bad things, but there's one good thing which outweighs everything, and that is that by chanting the names of Krishna, one can be free from all material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental, to the highest place. As Mahaprabhu Vishvambha danced in his own ecstasy, the movement of his feet sounded most enchanting. And there, it's not mentioned here, but that would suggest that he has the bells on tied on his feet. Charane Nupura Bhaje. That's described in the morning kirtan, that his the bells on his feet. So when that's there in this South Indian dancing, right? And they stamp their feet on the ground, and then all according to the in the time of the beat, and then the bells, they jingle like that. Due to the Lord's absorption in ecstasy, his garland did not remain on his neck, but scattered at the feet of the devotees. Where did the happiness of riding on Garuda go? In other words, this is something, woo, way up, riding on Garuda. That's, who does that? Lord Narayana. Krishna does also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't. He chants this in ecstasy of kirtan. Where did the form holding conch, disc, club and lotus go? Where did the happiness of lying on the bed of Ananta go? The Lord now cried and rolled on the ground in the mood of a servant. Where did the happiness of Vaikuntha go? The Lord forgot all other happiness while tasting the happiness of a servant. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that the garland did not just the verse says that it didn't remain on his neck, the garland, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that he tore apart the Vaijayanti garland and threw it at the feet of his devotees. So the point is that the happiness of being worshipped by everyone, being the all-opulent God, he's forgotten that, and the much higher happiness of considering himself to be a servant of the devotees. Where did the happiness of looking at the face of Rama, the goddess of fortune, go? Now the Lord raised his arms and face and cried in separation. Great personalities like Shiva and Narad gave up their opulence and wander about as servants of the Supreme Lord, who now gave up all happiness, took straw between his teeth and begged for devotional service. One who gives up such service and desires something else is like one who gives up nectar and desires poison. So this I'm reading because in the songs which have been made from, see, there was one song sent from the internet, was how many verses were given? About 25, something like that, 29 verses. And then in the Bhakti Giti Sanchay and the Bengali songbook published by the BBT, there were less verses given. So just these verses are just concentrating on the kirtan itself. But here, Vrindavan Das Thakur is also giving some commentary. It's more than just a description. It's a commentary like that. So one who gives up such service and desires something else is like one who gives up nectar and desires poison. Why does a person who does not describe the glories of devotional service recite or teach Srimad Bhagavatam? Those who teach the scriptures without understanding their purport are simply carrying the burden of the scriptures like asses. In this way, they carry the burden of the scriptures without understanding their purpose. They present irrational meanings to irrational audiences. The Vedas and the Srimad Bhagavatam declare that service to the Lord is the greatest treasure. Lakshmi, Brahma, and Shiva are always engaged in such service. Anyone who does not believe in the words of Lord Chaitanya cannot attain him. What more can I say? But I would translate that a little differently. Chaitanya bhakye ja nahik praman. Chaitanya nahikta. It means they're unconscious. They don't have Chaitanya. You could translate it like that also. There's that one verse from Chaitanya. What is that? Chaitanya Chandradoy. Not Chaitanya Chandradoy. What's that by Prabodhananda Saraswati? Chaitanya Chandra is by Kavi Karnapur and Chaitanya Chandramat, yeah. So he says, Achaitanya Medam Vishvam, Yadi Chaitanya Ishwaram, Nyabhajantnya Bhajananti. I can't remember the last time. Anyway, the purport is that the whole world is Achaitanya, unconscious, because even if they're a great scholar of the Vedas, but if they don't worship Lord Chaitanya, it's just like they're unconscious. Lord Gaurasundara danced in the mood of a servant as the enchanting sound of kirtan vibrated in the four directions. While listening to the kirtan, Advaita Acharya sometimes lost consciousness. He took straw in his hands and approached the Lord. He covered his entire body with grass and kept some on his head as he frowned while dancing. Everyone, why did he do that? Transcendental madness. Everyone was frightened on seeing Advaita Acharya's devotional service, but Nityananda and Gadadhar simply laughed. In this way, Sri Gaurasundara, the life of the entire universe, danced. He repeatedly expressed unlimited varieties of moods. Remember, this is going on for hours and hours and hours, starting at sunrise and going on. The son of Sachi manifested many wonderful transformations of ecstatic love that are not found or heard of in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes his entire body was stunned in such a way that no one could even slightly bend his body. It became stambhakriti, just like a pillar. Sometimes that same body became slackened in such a way that it became as soft as butter without any bones. Sometimes his body appeared to double or triple in size, and sometimes it appeared to shrink. Sometimes he was intoxicated in such a way that he tottered like a drunkard, and sometimes he swayed back and forth while laughing. Seeing all the Vaishnavas, the Lord called each of them by the name they bore in their previous birth. He loudly addressed them, Halada, Shiva, Shukadev, Narad, Prahlad, Rama, Aja, Uddhava. In this way, the Lord revealed their actual identities by speaking about them in various ways. All the Lord's servants happily watched as the Lord displayed his unparalleled ecstatic love for Krishna and unparalleled dancing. Only those who had previously entered the house of Srivas were allowed to see those pastimes. So, yeah, those who came at the beginning, they were allowed in, and others were locked out. Full house, gates closed. There's limited space. Of course, by Krishna's wish, how many gopis were in the Rasa-lila? How many billions? So they all fit into Vrindavan. By Krishna's grace, an unlimited number. There's a description of the number of bodyguards that Ugrasena had in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you calculate it, it's far more than the population of the world at the present time. Two of Prabhupada's disciples questioned Prabhupada about this, saying, how can we explain to scholars? And probably they don't explain. That's all. They were pushing him. You don't explain. You just leave it. That's all. Accept it. You accept it or don't accept it. That's all. There's nothing to explain. You have to accept. As Srila Jiva Goswami says, the very meaning to accepting the whole concept of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the first thing you have to accept, achintya shakti. If you think that we can understand everything about him and that there's nothing that he can do, if you think there's anything that he can't do, then you can't really be a theist. And then the question comes, well, can he make a square circle? But that's not real. That's just word jugglery, because by definition, there's no such thing as a square circle. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, can God make something so heavy that he can't lift it? Another trick question. Prabhupada said, yes, and then he'll lift it. Because his energy, he can make it so he can't lift it, and then he can change and lift it. We're trying to accommodate him within the scope of our own intellect, like trying to keep an elephant on a plate. Do you have that saying in your language? trying to accommodate an elephant on a dish. That comes up in Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary, in the Rai Ramananda, Ramananda Samvad, that section. The topics that are described there. And Prabhupada says, well, you should try and get a PhD, try and get a PhD from Ramananda Rai. So about mundane scholars, they can't understand all these things. So the door was firmly locked. By the order of the Lord, the ordinary people of Nadia were not able to enter. At this point, it was restricted. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the kirtan to the streets. But at this point, not everyone was allowed to enter, because there are many atheists in Navadvipa at that time, very critical of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On hearing the loud kirtan, people came running, but being unable to enter, they stood at the door. Thousands of people loudly clamored, "Open the door quickly, we want to see the kirtan." All the Vaishnavas were so absorbed in the ecstasy of kirtan that they were not aware of their own bodies, so what did they know of others? The materialist, the word used here is parshandi. The materialist, being unable to enter the house, spoke harsh words outside. Someone said, "These fellows beg to fill their bellies. They are ashamed of being recognized, so they do not open the door." Someone else said, "That is the truth. Otherwise, why would they cry out for 24 hours? See, they're crying loudly and saying, oh, that must be because they're hungry." Another person said, "Oh, brothers, these people bring wine and drink at night unseen by others." Another person said, this line that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur quoted this. "Keho bole bhalo chilo Nimai Pandit." Previously, Nimai Pandit was good. That's what they thought. He was good. When he was exhibiting the pastimes of being a puffed up scholar, he was good. We can relate to that. Now he's chanting and dancing. He's not good. That's not good. Even at that time, they didn't say he was good. Why has Lord Narayan changed his heart like this? These people, whatever you do, they'll simply find fault. If you want, you can make a quotation. You know, they have these quotations, they have pictures of waterfalls and someone standing looking very spiritual, and they put a little quote. So here's one I made up. Whatever you do, someone will criticize you, and if you don't do anything, someone will criticize you for not doing anything. Whatever you do, someone will say it's wrong. And if, okay, I'm just doing nothing. Why isn't he doing anything? You can put it, great quotations of Bhaktivikasa Swami. I'm way behind so many others. They've got their quotations. I'll give a talk on that in the next few days, maybe. Someone said, "I think this must be due to his previous activities." See? Why has he become so bad? It must be his... See, in the previous life, he was very sinful, and that's why he's become so crazy. He's chanting all the time. So they understand the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to some extent, but it's really perverted, isn't it? Someone else said this, Shanga dosh, bad association. Because his father had passed away, he came back from Gaya intoxicated with Krishna prema. So he'd been to Gaya because his father had died. See, and so some said, he does not have any father to guide him. That's the problem, you see. There's no father to keep him under control. Another thing, he's got gastric disorders. So he's become affected by a bad association. They couldn't work it out, so they're trying to give some kind of explanation. Another common explanation by the silly scholars, epilepsy. See, he used to dance and fall on the ground with frothier than epilepsy, they'll say. They want to ascribe some mundane cause. Someone said he stopped all his studies, and if one does not study for a month, he forgets all grammar. Someone else said, "Ah, brothers, I know the secret why they close the door and perform kirtan. At night they recite mantras to bring five girls along with various palatable foods. They eat, they wear sandal paste and garlands, they dress in fine clothes, and they enjoy with girls in various ways. If other people saw this, they would be embarrassed, therefore they enjoy behind closed doors." In other words, they're saying that there's all this sound of kirtan going on, but actually what they're doing, they've brought some girls, and they're in, it's just a cover for all of this. Really, very sinful, huh, to think like that. Someone said, "Let tomorrow come and we will go to the court and have each and every one of them tied around the waist and arrested." There was never any kirtan in this state before, but these people have ruined everything by introducing kirtan and causing famine. "Know for certain that because of them the demigods are not showering rain, the paddy fields have dried up, and no one can make any money. Just wait, tomorrow we will take care of Srivas and see what we do tomorrow to Advaita Acharya. We do not know where this Nityananda Avadhut came from. He stays at the house of Srivas and enacts all these dramas." I don't know where they got this, "enacts all these dramas." It's not. "Srivas kare taki kare eto rup." He just means he behaves like this. That's all. There's nothing about it. "Although the materialists threatened the devotees in this way, the Vaishnavas were in ecstasy and didn't hear anything." Someone said, "Dancing is not appropriate for brahmanas. Why do they engage in such activities even after studying the scriptures?" So that's a similar thing that in Varanasi, the Mayavadis said. Why? He's a sannyasi. Why? He's supposed to be Vedanta Partan Dhyan Sanyasira Karma, Sanyasira Dharma, Eto Chari Kene Kahe Batuler Karma. No, not the word battle. He used the word bhavuker karma. That the proper dharma for a sannyasi is to study Vedanta sutras and meditation. So why has he given this up? To act like a foolish sentimentalist. Someone else said, "They're not fit to be seen. By conversing with them, all our piety will be lost. If a gentleman sees such dancing and chanting, he also becomes like them. See for yourself." So it's sour grapes. They wanted to see it, and they can't see it. And they said, "Anyway, if we see it, we'll become contaminated." Previously, Nimai Pandit was most intelligent. Now, by the association of these fellows, his mind has changed. Someone said, "They have not realized the self. They do not know what their loud calling will yield. The Supreme Brahman is present within one's body. These people are like those who lose something at home and search for it in the forest." There's a joke in this regard. You may have heard it. Not a very funny joke, but a little bit. So someone comes across someone else looking around, there's a lamppost. He said that he's looking for something. "Oh, what are you looking for?" "My car keys." "Well, where's your car?" "The car's on the other side of the road." "Then why are you searching here?" "Well, there's no light over there." Someone else said, "What is the use of criticizing others? Let us go home. What is the use of watching?" Someone else who's more pious said, "We could not see due to our past misdeeds. They are fortunate, so why should we blame them? The atheists gathered together and chased that person away, thinking he is one of them." "What is the loss if we do not see their kirtan?" Their kirtan is like a big argument among hundreds of people. We do not see any japa, any austerities, or any cultivation of spiritual knowledge amongst them. They simply engage in their concocted activities and ruin their caste by gathering rice, bananas, milk, and yogurt and eating together. In other words, there are people of all different castes there, so if they all eat together, then they lose their caste. People came to see and ridicule them. Let us see what these madmen are doing. After speaking like this, they went home. As one left, another came and knocked at the door. As soon as two atheists met together, they embraced and fell to the ground laughing loudly. So just a few verses ago, we're hearing the ecstasy of the kirtan. And now we're hearing about the envy of persons who were just envious. They would also go and bring others who had not seen what was going on. Yet some persons, on the advice of others, would refuse to go. Someone said, "Oh brother, I have seen and heard everything. Along with Nirmai, they have all become mad." So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticized. So we shouldn't lose confidence, or we shouldn't become discouraged if people will criticize. It sounds like the tumultuous croaking of frogs or the wild celebration of a Durga Puja festival in the house of Srivas. The only thing we can hear is, "Hi, hi, hi, hoi, hoi, hi, hi." These people bring infamy on us. Nadia has thousands of great exalted Bhattacharyas, yet such imposters also live here. See, they're thinking that we have so many great scholars here, and these Vaishnavas are just, they're dungi. The word used is dungi. But it's round the other way. "Tomorrow we will drive this Brahmana Srivas out of Nadia, then we will break his house and throw it in the river. When this Brahmana ruins the prosperity of this village, the Yavanas will become powerful here." In this way, the atheists made a great commotion, yet nevertheless they were most fortunate. They took birth in the same village as the Lord, and they saw and heard about his pastimes. So even though they were criticizing him, they were seeing him. They were thinking about him. So in this way, they were fortunate. Chaitanya Gaurashab Mata Krishna Rashi. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were intoxicated in the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the statements of the materialists did not enter their ears. Day and night, they happily chanted, "Jai Krishna Murari Mukunda Banamali." Vishwambha danced day and night with the devotees. No one became tired. What was the reason they didn't become tired? Any idea? For they all had spiritual bodies. That's the reason. Whoops. A number of yugas passed as one year with no one understanding due to the ecstasy of being with Lord Chaitanya. While a number of yugas passed during the Rasalila pastime, the gopis thought that only a moment had passed. In this way, Krishna manifests inconceivable pastimes that are known only to the fortunate servants of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, Vishwambha Mahaprabhu danced until only 3 hours of the night remained. I finish the description of his dancing there. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment, anything?
Still there in tradition, which was, we are not able to understand how multiple groups can do kirtan at the same time. Was it only in the Lord's Leela?
Only in the Lord's Leela. Yeah, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present, there are so many wonderful things happen. Generally, we won't see now, just like we have this little kirtan hall. Brahmachari Ashram is converted into a kirtan hall. So we're there in the morning, Mangalati, how many? 12? Something like that. So it might be that there are hundreds and thousands of demigods there, but we don't see them. It may be. We only see 12 demigods. We don't see all, we don't see. Adapi ho jay lila kore gaura rai, kono kono bhagyavane deke bare pai. Even today, some fortunate persons can see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuing. Some devotees who were present when Srila Prabhupada passed away from the world, they're in his room at that time, they said the room was completely full, it was completely packed with devotees. But they said, on the upper level also, there are so many demigods and rishis and great personalities had come. They experienced that. They didn't see, but they experienced. Just like when Parikshit Maharaj had to pass away from this world, so many great personalities came. So they weren't seen, but they were experienced at Prabhupada's passing away. So yeah, we do kirtan, and then Srila Prabhupada also said that temple was made in London, Radha Landanishwara Temple, and Prabhupada said that you put on one side of the altar one Vyasasan for Brahma and another one for Narada, because they come and sit on their Vyasasan. And then I heard this from one devotee, who said he was the first English devotee, Kulashekhar. He's passed away now. I heard this from him. He said that once Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his... Because Srila Prabhupada stays sometimes in that temple in Berry Place, but the regular program for all the devotees every day was the morning after breakfast, they go out on Harinam Sankirtan in central London. They'd come back for lunch, and then again they'd go out. They'd go up all the way up Oxford Street and come back again. And then for lunch, and then they'd go out again and come back, and then they'd come back for the evening program. And that was their program all day, every day, except Sunday they'd have a feast program and clean up the whole temple. So Prabhupada, all the devotees were out, and Prabhupada was sitting in his room, and he just started laughing, and no one could understand. There's just one or two devotees. Why are you laughing? Because he said, Narad Muni has come. He's come to see all the Malechas chanting Hare Krishna. He's laughing. Laughing in ecstasy. So, I don't know. You do kirtan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. He's present as his holy names. So, we don't know what wonderful thing. Also wonderful. Already it's a wonderful thing that we're chanting the holy name at all. And so many wonderful things can happen by chanting the holy names. We'll find regularly in Chaitanya Charitamrita words like adbhut, achintya, chamatkar. It's not, the chanting Hare Krishna is not an activity of this material world. Immediately lifts us up to Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Let me see if I can find that. I don't think you didn't bring the Bengali songbook. There's a beautiful song by Laya? Yeah. Oh, there's a very nice song. I'll sing it. I won't sing it now, but I'll just recite it or read it. I have to find it first of all. Gurudev Kobe Tava Koruna Prakashe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Let me see if I can find it. Gurudev Kave Tava Karuna Prakashe. All right. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for the mercy of his guru. Ah. So the first... The verse is, it's one long sentence. Actually. So Gurudev Kave Tava Karuna Prakashe. You can understand very easily. When, O Gurudev, when will your mercy be manifest? Sri Gauranga Lila Hoi Nitta Tatta Ajara Bishasi. So it's still the middle of a sentence. But that Gauranga Lila is Nitta Tatta. It's an eternal, it's eternal principle. With this strong faith, Hari Hari Boli, I'm chanting the names of Krishna. When will this happen? By your mercy, that I'm chanting the names of Krishna, Hari Hari Boli. With this firm faith, Hari Hari Boli Godruma Kanane Brahmibo Darshana Ashe. So I'm chanting the holy names. He's saying, when will this happen, Guru Dave? That by your mercy, I'll wander in the groves of Godrum, chanting the holy names of Hari, with firm faith that Chaitanya Lila is eternal. And then I'll be wandering Darshana Ashe, with the desire to see that. See what? What's he desiring to see? Nitai Gauranga Adaita Srivash Gadadhara Panchajan Krishna Nama Roshe Bhashabe Jagat Kari Mahashankitan. So he's desiring to see that. Actually, what I can understand, he's seeing it already. Otherwise, how could he even say this? So all the five personalities absorbed in the bliss of Krishna Nam, the inundating the universe by their great Sankirtan. Nartana Bilash Midanga Badon Shunibo Aponakani, with my own I will see the pastimes of dancing and hear with my own ears the sound of the Madanga. Dekia Dekia Elila Madhuri Bashibo Premera Bane. So seeing that, the sweetness of that Leela, that pastime, I will drown in the, or become submerged in that flood of prem. Nadek, so this, he's saying when will it happen, but actually it's happening, otherwise how can he describe it? Nadeki Abba, again not seeing it. Shailila Raton, that jewel of pastimes. Kandi Ha Gauranga Bali, crying, chanting out Ha Gauranga. Amare Bishoi Pagala Baliya Angate Dibek Duli. So in such a condition, let the, just like we heard about the materialists who are, they don't like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting and singing. So he's saying that when I get the Guru's full mercy, absorbed in seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pants dancing and chanting and then not seeing it, and then the materialistic people saying that I'm a madman, let them throw dust and dirt on me, on my body. That will be the full manifestation of Guru's mercy. Strange thing, huh? You may say, Gurudev, give your mercy. What do you want? American visa, pay rise, this, that. I want the materialistic people will call me a madman and throw dirt on me. That's what I want. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing, directly seeing this. There are many songs of his where he describes this, his vision of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on. And seeing as we're on the subject, and it is very relishable, I'll subject you to one more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for 3 hours. I'm not going to go on for 3 hours, but I'll read one more. Where is that? Here it is. Hari Bole Moder Gaur Elo. So this is a song which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that should be sung by all the devotees when they're going on the parikrama of Navadvip Dham. This will be especially for Godroom, the beloved place of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Hari Bole Moder Gaur Elo, my Gaur, he says, chanting the names of Krishna came. Where did he come? Elo Re Gauranga Chand Preme. I didn't say where he come yet. It's Elo Re Gauranga Chand Preme Elo Telo. So he comes and he's in such bliss that he's just preem, that he's not even conscious, and all his clothes are all scattered and untidy. Nitai Advaita Shange Godrume Poshelo. So with Nitai and Advaita and all the devotees, they entered into Godrum. Sankirtan Rasa Mete Nam Bilailo. And being Sankirtan Rasa in the, how do you translate that? I don't know. The feelings, the bliss, the experience, the ecstasy of Sankirtan. Becoming maddened by that, they distributed the holy name. Then they came in Godrum to the Namer hut, the place of the theoretical or allegorical bazaar of the holy name. They came there and they drowned the whole world, the whole universe in prem, in Godruma Bashi Aj Duk Dure Gelo. Today the misery of all the inhabitants of Godrum has gone far away. Bhaktabrinda Shonge Ashi Hat Jagailo. And with all the devotees come and they wakened up the hut and they brought it to life. The bazaar. So wandering all over Nadia, Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the bazaar of the holy name. He came to and with him came Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu, he's dancing like a madman in the fields of Godrum. And then he's making the whole world mad with prem and dancing, making gestures like a wrestler. That's often said about Nityananda Prabhu. He'll make the gestures just like this. And like a wrestler, he becomes like that. Prema Mala Shate. And all the devotees, headed by Advaita, dancing on all the ghats, they're going along the riverside. The river there in Godrum is not the Ganga, but the Jalangi, Sarasvati. So by all this dancing and singing, what happens? Then Kali, the personality of Kali, he runs away, feeling himself to be in a very dangerous position. He's very dangerous. Duranta Kali. Palai Duranta Kali Puriya Bibrati. What bliss, in what bliss did all the jivas float due to the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And seeing that and hearing that, the atheists, their heart broke. So always there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and then the others don't like it. That's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing it. It will always be there. Hare Krishna. Ancha kalpa taru bhyas chakri pa sindhu bhyavicha padidhanam pavane bhyo Vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.